Hey guys, so you ended up here because you are a contractor and you're looking for a new way to excel your business. Well, you picked the right place. I have taken a very bad circumstance in my life where I ended up burnt out and just tired of the whole hustle that contracting seems to be. So 20 years of being a licensed contractor, it's a long time. But after 20 years of fumbling around and making a decent income, you know, enough to pay the bills, enough to have a family, and enough to support myself and my many bad shopping sprees of my what is now ex. But that kind of goes along with being a contractor. I don't think I know a contractor that isn't already married or going through some kind of separation or whatnot. It's kind of a drama story with every contractor, right? The goal is always, how do I make this business make money? Enough money where it, the whole stress of it and the challenge and the nightmare and headache of it makes sense. How do you find freedom? And how do you empower yourself to be in business so that it makes sense to have a business? I mean, why not just go work for someone, get paid to show up, do your job, and not have to take all the stress home with you, right? Well, everyone gets stuck in their routine. They learn from other contractors. They have worked for someone at some point, and they've picked up, I'd like to say, habits of everyone they see and feel are successful, and they try to implement them into their business. You know, to make a long story short, nothing that other people do is really going to work for you. You're different, right? You do things differently. You want things to be different. You have different goals. You know different people. Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on. What it comes down to in the end of it is, what do you do? How do you make your business successful? I mean, at the end of the day, it's your problem, right? So you better create something that you can manage, something that you can maintain, and something you can understand. And you do that because you want to be able to get it to a level that does make sense so you can expand it when you get there, right? Because there has to be a point of success where you know, I feel confident now, right? And I could build this bigger. I could, you know, whatever kind of contractor you are. You know, there's so many licenses to have. Whether you're a plumber, you know, a concrete guy, an electrician, a framer, you know, landscaper, it doesn't matter. Everyone needs a system. But what I have built is a system that works for any contractor. I mean, it might not be what everyone wants, but I can tell you it is the goal of most of us as contractors. And our goal is to create some type of income that we can feel like we can walk away from eventually, right? Something that allows us to take a vacation, because God knows we need those. You know, something that we can buy the trucks that we need for our business, the tools that we have to have. You know, something that's going to, you know, give opportunity to your workers. You know, How do you go about that? Well, I have put together something that, you know, unfortunately, you know, in a very unfortunate circumstance, that I figured out. It took a desperate time. It took a bad time in my life to get there. A time where I just had to make money. There was no other option. I was, you know, I kind of painted myself into a corner in my life. I didn't really love being a contractor. I mean, I loved to build. But eventually you're building stuff for people constantly. Usually not the way you want to, not the way you would choose to, just to get the job right. Your homeowners and property owners become the architect of your projects, and that's never good, right? But you have to work, right? So that's what it becomes. And, you know, so that's what it is. You can only have a future that your customers and clients bring in for you. But this is a new age, you know? After all the pandemic and all the inflation these days and the cost of building materials skyrocketing, it really does get tricky to be a contractor. Who wants to build something for people that complains and makes you feel like nothing is ever going to be built good enough? You know, and you want to be proud of what you build, or as a good builder, there is no point to build it. And the last thing you want is, you know, a customer bitching at you, right? That is something you don't want to come to every single day, day after day. So it took a lot of stress. It took a time in my life. I'm in my mid-40s now. I have flipped houses all over the country. I have purchased many properties and sold them, and, you know, it went fine. And I have owned properties in California and the Bay Area. I have built so many projects, and I have never really got to the point of where I get to build the things I want at my own house. You ever got there? I'm sure you have. Well, the reality of being a contractor is tough. It is a tough thing. You have to end up in a place where, you know, building is a passion. To continue it, it has to be a passion, right? There has to be something that makes you smile when you do the job, because it's tough. It is challenging, and there's never really enough money in the job to make you feel like, wow, this is my dream job. I want to do this forever. I think the goal for all of us is to have a company that we can walk away from, but it's still making money for us. So to do that, we have to have a mindset that is like the companies that are much larger. It's like the corporations that bring in all that money that aren't contracting companies, right? The tech industries, they have it right. I mean, they have these executive CEOs, you know, they have these managers and senior managers, and every one of these managers, you know, running the companies, but they don't own it. When you get to the top of these industries, the owners, most of the time, ironically, they couldn't do anything compared to who's running these businesses. I'm not saying they don't know about the business. Granted, they started it, right? But this day and age is about working smarter, not harder. And to do that, you have to have people around you that are just like you. You have to build a team, right? And how do you build a team, especially now? This frantic time of people just walking away from their jobs to go discover themselves, right? And go on permanent vacations. Well, it's hard to find employees that you can train and get them to the point of where they feel like they want to stay rather than go open up their own company, right? Well, the choice is, do you put in that hard work, you know, risking all that time training people and getting them to the point of where they can finally make you money, right? And then watch them walk away? Or do you get lucky? Because it really is luck. Do you find people that will be appreciative of that training and want to stick around, help you build that business even more, you know, and be a foreman or a manager or a project manager that's going to see things your way? Because after all, you train them, so they're likely to do things in the same fashion as you. So you have to lead by example. You need to find a trustworthy partner, right? Per se, partner. It's going to have to be that way. But there are so many elements that bring you to this point of what do you do to make money with your contracting business and to do it right, to do it from the beginning, and to do it as fast as possible so you don't want to give up and revert back to your old ways of just taking one job after another because it's paying the bills. Because that method, it never makes you enough money, and you get stuck in this circle of decisions for your business that does not get you anywhere, not anywhere that you want it to. It is going to be just like the year before if you're lucky. Maybe a little bit better of a project this time, but then, you know, you have these dead times. Can't get the work in, can't find the good jobs, even when you find them. Step onto how many jobs to go bid them and give estimates for free and can't close the deals, right? I've been there. After 20 years, I've definitely been there, and I've been building since I was a kid, right? There are methods, there are strategies that do get it done, and they do work. And I am willing to show you, because I know. Not just through trial and error, but because when you get to a point where you just have to make something work, because you have no choice, because your life pretty much depends on it, you do find the answers. And it is possible. So you're going to have to step into a zone that you know, are going to have a hard time grasping, because everyone has their way. But I can show you a way that does have certainty, brings you to how do you close a deal, how do you bring in the customers, how do you keep it coming, right? How do you plan, schedule, how, you know, what do you use as your methodology and business strategy to build a brand for your company so that people pick you? And how do you build that brand to have a reputation that stands on its own over time? Well, if you're not a techie, if you can't work on a computer fast, right? And you're not quick about it, and you can't build websites, and you don't know how to use social media, and you don't want to all the time, and you don't even have time for it, it's tough. But that's why I simplified all this, because I know there's very little time, but I know what is necessary, and I have put together a strategy, and let's call it a perfected method that I know works and can easily bring in six figures in a very short time as a contractor. And you work unlike the way you have, because you let your business do the work for you. It's not a, like the Wolf of Wall Street. You know, you brand your business name and it does all the work for itself. But let me tell you, there is a lot of reality and truth that comes along with that, because your business is going to speak for itself eventually, and that's what's going to get you by and into the future. You need that. So as a real contractor, as a real person, a guy that has been right where you are, whether you just got your license or you've been doing this and just plugging away at it for years and you're ready to hang up your tool bags, you know, or park your truck or just move on because it's just too much of a headache. I get that. I've been there. Somehow I have managed to stick with it. I've had website development companies of my own. You know, I knew a lot about online search engine optimization, online marketing, you know, anything you can think of in terms of online presence, right? Even the photography and the video, knowing how to market your business, right? Building companies, managing businesses, I've done it. Often it really didn't do a lot of good for me because I just kind of was scattered with my thoughts and I didn't know how to center these thoughts to a point where I could utilize each skill set that I had to make it pay off and to make it effective for the business I actually run. So being a contractor has so many angles. That's why you see the contracting companies with 25 trucks and they're doing great. I mean, it is on surface level. Most of these companies are up to their eyeballs in loans and debts that they have to land the biggest jobs. They're paying off, you know, $50,000 trucks and they have dozens of them. They're paying, you know, the highest overhead that you could pay. I'm going to show you how to kind of curtail around some of this stuff and utilize the things you have to use, things that nobody wants to teach you. The contractors that do some of this, they don't want to teach you that because you become their competition. But why do I care to teach you? Because I cared so long, nobody wanted to say, you know, what works. Because most people just didn't have it working, right? It was a lot of it was luck and who they knew. And of course, they guard those people they know so they can continue to get those jobs. Well, those days are kind of over, and I've put together a great strategy that does work, and you can be a beginner. It doesn't matter. I have all the information, all the knowledge and education right here for you. You can go at it slowly, learn it, and it is priceless. It is something I wish I would have been able to put down, you know, in writing or on a website a long time ago, because frankly, it would have been helpful to so many people that I do know that kind of got out of the industry. They were great builders. It just, you know, the business broke them. And I want to prevent that for people if I can. And I feel like I've arrived at a point in my life and my own success that I'm okay with people knowing how to do this. There is so much out there in terms of work, in terms of customers, and I don't put all my eggs in one basket either. Being a contractor isn't the only thing I want to do. It is a gateway, a means to get to something else also, because, you know, why not, right? I love building, but I want to build my own stuff, and being a contractor allows me to be able to build my own homes and build those dream things that I want to build someday, you know, when I'm older and, you know, I want to retire. So I am able to, knowing what I know now. So why not teach it to you? If you are ready to develop a business that actually will work for you, speak for itself, and give you the time that you want someday, and I can say $0 to six figures in 6 months, but it can be done even faster. You know, I mean, we all know it's luck in terms of which jobs you do land, right? But to bring in those clients, I mean, how do you find those big jobs? Well, I can definitely increase the percentage rate of finding them and landing them and how they find you. But it's going to take at least the first step for you to step inside the portal, okay, of the Contractor Success Portal and learn these methods. It is going to be something that is probably going to just click for you, probably faster than even this little podcast that you're listening to right now. Because once you see it and understand it, you'll understand and you'll want to listen to it and read these things and watch the videos and hear the podcasts and use the formatting and the sales techniques and everything, and you'll want to keep using it like your little black book of secrets. You know, social skills are something that you do need to a point where it's not taught. Being a good salesman and businessman are kind of the same thing, right? To be good in business, you do need to know how to talk because you have to close deals. So in so many ways, people are buying you. They're hiring you, of course, right? They're not really buying a business or hiring the business. They look at you and they either feel you know what you're talking about and you are capable and you're experienced and you're skilled, and they see it in you and they hear it in your voice and they know it enough to put their money on the line, then that's how you get hired. But don't make the mistake of not feeling that confidence that you should have, because you're taking that risk too. Don't let clients make you feel like it's all about their money. It's all about your energy. You spend your energy every day doing this. Make it worth it, okay? So, I am offering this training, okay? And these strategies, and they're priceless. And I'm offering it to you for a fraction, I know, I've been told, a fraction of what it's worth, okay? So you step into this, it's going to cost you less than what you probably pay for your Geico car insurance at times each month. And it is $129.99, one time. Okay, that's $129.99. So why did I pick that number? It seemed fair. Right? And it seemed affordable. I would have bought it in a second for just a part of the information, just because. I mean, any secret, any technique and strategy that would even help me in the past would have been a big deal. But this is probably going to be the biggest deal that you've ever seen from a contractor, okay? From the contractor's perspective. And you need to hear it and see it from a contractor, because we, as contractors, our business is different, isn't it? Nobody really understands what it's like to be out there doing it. And let me show you how I do it, okay? And I know it is very simple to take your business from nothing to six figures in 6 months, okay? And if you follow the steps, just the very simple little chapters, you will get there very quickly, and you'll see why. And if you can follow them just in chronological order, because you know, if you use part of it, it'll still help. It'll still help a lot, right? But if you can follow the steps, and we're talking minimal things that you really do need to do. You just have to actually take the initiative to step forward and do them. And let go of your old habits and incorporate these ideas into your business strategy and just watch it work. You're going to need to be prepared to be very busy though, because once business comes in, that's the goal, right? You need to figure out how to run it. How do you juggle all this business when it finally comes in, right? And it's going to come fast. So be ready for it. And make no mistake that it's going to happen. And I have no doubt. Okay, so I think I've went over enough. There is so much to read about and so much to learn you know, you're going to see. So I want to be able to empower the people around me that have went through these very challenging times, especially through this, the coronavirus, the pandemics, the inflation and housing stuff, everything that seems to happen. And I know, and most of you have families and you have to succeed. For me, I had to. You know, I just had so many things I had to pay for. I had so many things going on. It had to work. And I am lucky, you know, for the first time in my life, I kind of feel like myself. I have a confidence that I didn't have. You know, I was able to be like, wow, I can't even believe it, but I knew I was ready. I was due. You know, I had been studying so much about business for so long, and I just knew I would figure it out, you know, and I did figure it out, and taking it to a whole nother level, a lot of you will take it even to a higher level than me, you know, because I have a cap on what I want it to be, because, you know, all of us have our breaking point, right? We all want to go, you know, a certain distance with something, and I just want to be able to have a financial freedom and a freedom of my time so I can come and go as I please and allow my business to continue to make money when I'm not even there to run it, you know? It will be tricky to understand the first few minutes, but once you start getting into it and you start understanding these little things add up, they make all the difference, then you will understand. You'll see it's worth it. You'll see it's worth it pretty quick. And you will have access to all this data and all of my stuff, you know, forever once you sign up. And when you make your payment, you will get your account, you will get your login info, and you'll be able to log in to start right away. And I wish all of you the best. Being a contractor, it has its, you know, ups and downs, and I don't think we ever get enough credit for what we do, right? But it's time for some of us to be able to kind of take our lives into our own hands and build the business that we want to build for what works for us, okay? Not for the property owners and, you know, even if you like to work as a subcontractor, all this all works the same way, you know? It's a business strategy beyond a business strategy. It actually shows you step by step each thing and where you go, how you do, what you use, how you even talk, how you speak, you know, the every single thing that you say to a client is going to make a difference. So let's start with you pressing the order button and, you know, getting into your training. And I do wish you all a lot of luck, and I know you'll get there quick. And if you want to get there fast, just make sure you follow everything, and you'll get there fast, you'll get there quick. It won't take all year for you hard workers out there, and it's probably all you, because everyone's a hard worker. You will get there faster than you ever thought before, and you will know how to manage it. When you're done going through this training, you'll be able to email our support, and I have plenty of time to be able to, you know, collaborate by messaging and everything, and you will have what you need, the resources that you need, and I think you can all do it, because anyone that's gotten this far as a contractor, you have a sound enough mind knowing how to get this far. You know, the question is, do you want to get further? And don't wait until you're in your mid-40s like me to finally figure it out. Take the initiative, you know, take the step and hit the order button, and I'll see you in there. Good luck.